Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, this week celebrating the oncoming summer. After the rather sombre subject of last week's show, I thought I'd strike a happier note today by celebrating the arrival of warmer weather. And I know that most of the UK is enjoying the sunshine, as well as us here in southern Spain. An old music hall favourite from 1902, In the Good Old Summertime, recorded by Lynn Larson in 1976 on the Wurlitzer of the Senate Theatre Detroit, that was formerly in the Fisher Theatre in that city's downtown. Incidentally, I shall be hearing that wonderful organ for the first time at the beginning of July, played by Richard Hills in the opening concert of the American Theatre Organ Society's convention. What a treat. Dmitri Tiomkin composed a number of great film themes, from Lost Horizon in 1937 to The Guns of Navarone in 1961 and The Fall of the Roman Empire in 1964. His contribution to Hollywood in 1960 was the theme from The Alamo, which starred John Wayne and Richard Widmark. The Green Leaves of Summer, originally sung by an off-screen chorus, is played here by Anne Leaf on the Wurlitzer in the Los Angeles Theatre in 1963.
Thank you.
Next up is a rather charming piece composed in Italy in 1955 called Summertime in Venice, evoking the relaxed cosmopolitan lifestyle of that great city. The only solo recording of this that I have was taped in 1981 by an English organist, Armsby Bancroft, playing the Compton Christie in the Town Hall of Ossett, Yorkshire. I mentioned earlier that Richard Hills will be playing at the A2S convention in July. He's a frequent invitee to such events, and last year he played a joint concert with Simon Gledhill on the huge Kimball in the Dickinson High School in Wilmington, Delaware, an instrument with which he is very familiar. In 2005, Richard recorded a CD on the Kimball called Graduation, which contained this delightful 1936 composition by British light music maestro Reginald King, Summer Breezes. Summer Breezes, Richard Hills and the Dickinson High School Kimball. At the upcoming ATOS convention, I will be marketing a new CD of John Tseng that I've just produced in conjunction with his longtime manager, Carolyn Collins, who I've known since my Piping Hot Recording Company years at the turn of this century. Since there's nothing on that CD that fits today's theme, I'll play a track that John recorded during his time rebuilding the Wurlitzer in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary, Mundelein, Illinois, sometime in the 1960s. Here's DeBose Hayward and George Gershwin's immortal Summertime from the 1935 light operetta Porgy and Bess. Summertime, John Tseng and the Mundelein Wurlitzer hybrid organ. Next week, I'll be playing a sneak preview of that new CD that I've produced, which will be available in July. For my last two tracks on this week's Hot Pipes, I'm staying in the light orchestral vein, pieces that, by their very nature, work very well when arranged for theatre pipes. The first was published in 1944 and was played by many of the dance bands of the era, including Victor Sylvester and Joe Loss, and again evokes thoughts of romance in foreign climes. A summer evening in Santa Cruz. Thank you. Donald McKenzie and the Wurlitzer in the Musical Museum, Brentford, with the tango Summer Evening in Santa Cruz from his London Pride CD released in 2009. Rio de Janeiro is a popular holiday destination pretty much all the year round, and of course it's gearing up for a huge influx of visitors to the Summer Olympics. It's also a musical destination. Flying down to Rio, I Go to Rio and Rio Rita, to name but three. And there's this from 1955 called Holiday in Rio, composed by an Argentinian conductor, pianist and violinist. George Wright gives it the full samba treatment on this track from 1990. George Wright and his Hollywood Philharmonic organ close today's Hot Pipes. If you've enjoyed today's show, as I hope that you have, why not contribute to this station, mentioning these programmes? You'll be helping to keep alive this great music from the jazz era and beyond, as well as showing your support for the many hours that it takes to produce Hot Pipes. And for more information and programmes about these great instruments, visit my website hotpipes.eu. It's been recently updated for ease of navigation and readability and has links to related sites around the world. I'll be back next week at the same time, so I hope to have, again, the pleasure of your company. Until then, bye-bye from Hot Pipes and Steve Ashley.